USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan on Friday seized Kandahar and Herat, the country's second and third largest cities. With shades of the Vietnam withdrawal in 1975, President Biden is sending 3,000 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Thursday.
The Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Secretary Blinken, together with Secretary Austin, had an opportunity to speak with President Ghani to coordinate our planning earlier today.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday approved an additional COVID-19 booster vaccination dose for those with weak immune systems or have received organ transplants. The FDA said that a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine may increase protection in those that are immunocompromised. The Center for Disease Control's advisory board is meeting Friday to discuss more recommendations for those with weak immune systems. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court of the United States is weighing in on vaccine requirements. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Supreme Court has declined to block Indiana University's requirement that all students receive the COVID-19 vaccine before attending classes in the fall semester. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Indiana, unilaterally issued the ruling denying the request by 8 Indiana students to block the vaccine requirement. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Chinese video sharing platform TikTok is the only app not owned by Facebook to make the global top 5 of downloads. In its home country, TikTok's owner ByteDance also holds the top spot with the Chinese language video app Douyin. Facebook-owned apps have held the top spot ever since the survey started in 2018, and the company still dominates the download numbers. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many oil and gas workers, it's not even funny. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense. What's wrong with this administration? What's wrong with it? Why can't he not take care of his people, the American people, like it used to be? And how it used to be was America first. Now I guess we're America last, because no, they don't care. They do not care. All it is a roundhouse money way for him to skim more money in some sense. I don't understand it. When we've got the good riches of the deep right here, then and more than we can ever burn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.